Good morning, good morning, and welcome to a new episode of Spiritual Fortitude. I am Dr. Angela Kennell, your host, and it is such a blessing to be back here live in the studio of 102.6 The Situation, speaking with you this morning. I just have a short word for you. In Jeremiah 1 and 5, it says, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you." Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, that you are not here by chance. You were sent here with a purpose. And that was actually what I talked about in my message this morning as the word of inspiration at 6 o'clock. But if you missed it, tune into it at 10. But yeah, you were sent here with a purpose. It is why you actually cried when you came out of your mother's womb. It was the first time that you were separated from God in a whole new world, in a whole new environment. But I implore you, run your race and make sure that you don't go back to God without fulfilling your purpose for your life, your God-given purpose. Not what you want to do, but what He ultimately wants you to do, what He created you to do, because it's definitely all for His glory. Amen. Let's go before Him in prayer. Father God, thank you so very much for another beautiful day. You've already blessed us by opening up both of our eyes. That's your way of saying I love you. And I thank you so very much for the opportunity to try it again today to fulfill your will for my life. I'm just so grateful to you for this opportunity, and I do not take it lightly. I honor you because this is first and foremost your show. So I give you all glory and praise for it and ask you to have your way. Your will, Lord, not mine. Father God, thank you so much for bringing my guest here safely. Bless his ministry, Lord, and let it be everything that you need it to be, of course, for your glory. Father God, bless our listeners. May their ears be anointed to hear something to take away from them today, because ultimately you are not only our creator, you are our savior, you are our friend, you are our counselor, you are our protector, you're everything, everything, and no matter what we face, no matter what we are up against, you're so much bigger than all of it, good or bad. We honor you today with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our Selah moment for today is "Rain on Us" by Ernest Pugh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all-consuming fire.
Let's ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain.
Say rain on us.
consuming fire.
And that was the Selah moment, Rain on Us by Ernest Pugh. Let me just say good morning to my people. First and foremost, good morning to my father, Edward Kendall Sr. down in Dawson, Georgia. Good morning to my wonderful brother. See, brother, I said wonderful. My wonderful brother, Ed Kendall, and his beautiful wife, Veronica, over in Hiram. Good morning to the collective. My sisters in Christ, good morning to you ladies. Thank you so much for continuing to support and tune in. I need your energy this morning, and I feel it. Thank you so very much. The collective consists of Dr. Wanda Hudson, Angelette Verdina King, and Carmelia Rankins. Thank you so much, ladies. Good morning to my aunt and my uncle, Barbara and Johnny Williams, sending you love over in Fairburn, Georgia. And happy birthday to my aunt, Linda Leary, my mom's sister. She had a birthday on yesterday. I did call you, Aunt Linda, and I left you a message. I hope you heard my beautiful voice singing happy birthday to you, and I pray that your day went well and that it was everything you wanted it to be. Know that I love you, and hopefully we'll talk soon. Let's see. My other peeps are on vacation. They still ain't made it home yet. You know, spring break was this week up here, so I'm sure that they are trying to make it back home, so I'm sure that they aren't tuning in right now. But let me get to my guest, Carlton Michael Head Jr., always known as Ike Rhythm. He was born and raised in Macon, Georgia. He shares the same bloodline and family tree of the late rock and roll icon Little Richard. I got a question about that. Growing up, Ike developed a love and talent for music and was inspired by the likes of Michael Jackson, Tupac, and the Notorious B.I.G., to name a few. As Ike Rhythm's love and passion grew for music, he set out to become a recording artist in 2014. Ike became a faith-based artist and has a goal to impact the world through hip-hop and rap music. Ike has been heavily influenced by acts from the South such as Goody Mob, Master P, Outkast, and Lecrae, to name a few. Ike is now a part of his local church community. Amen. He serves as a youth leader at Hope Church in Warner Robins, Georgia. I got some family in Warner Robins. Ike also continues to make music and owns his own independent record label, Living Hydro Music Group. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you my guest today, Ike Rhythm. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I am blessed. Blessed.
Amen.
Happy to be here.
Man. So I first met you during an interview for Spiritual Situations. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell the story how I discovered Ike Rhythm. So one day I was scrolling on Facebook. This is about maybe 2 months ago. And I'm just scrolling. And I come across this post. First of all, the artwork caught my eye. And so I kept reading. I read the caption and everything. And it was about an artist named Ike Rhythm. And he had this song called Jesus Saves. So I'm like, let me play this and see what it sounds like. So I did. And OMG, I was instantly sold. And I was like, I gotta meet this dude. I really do. I like this song. And I immediately researched and found his email address. And I think I might have went into Messenger first, but I knew that I needed to reach out because I wanted that song played on 102.6 Situation. And, you know, I was so excited when I had a chance to interview you and feature Jesus Saves on Spiritual Situations. It's a bump, y'all. You're going to hear it during the praise break today. But I was like, he has a gift. He definitely has a gift.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man, that was the bomb. I don't know how people sleeping on that, but it's awesome. Now, before we get into it, like I said during the bio, so you are related to Little Richard.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. My grandmother is like second cousins with Little Richard.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I never got a chance to meet him, but I would always hear the stories about Little Richard from my family, my grandmother, my mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, just that led me to do research on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's inspired me over the years to know that somebody in my family tree had that much talent.
Amen.
And impacted the world.
Yeah.
Through music. And he was one of the first ones doing rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they call him the godfather of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man.
Yeah, man. And he has a very, very rich background in gospel.
Yes.
A lot of people
absolutely.
Don't know that.
Absolutely.
But he was in that first.
Yeah.
And and crossed over. But you can still hear it in his music. You can still hear, that tinge of that piano. And even how he sang, you can hear it. You can hear it. It was in him. But that is awesome. I thought that was a wonderful fact about you.
Yes, ma'am.
To be in the same bloodline as him. Now, Macon, Georgia. I'm familiar with Macon.
Mm-hmm.
How popular is Christian hip-hop and rap down in Middle Georgia?
I think people are starting to catch on.
Mm-hmm.
I've done things in Middle Georgia around the city, so people are familiar with my music.
Okay.
And I also have done multiple projects with other artists in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And so People are aware of Christian hip hop in Middle Georgia. They support it.
Awesome.
They support it.
That's
big
awesome.
Time. And so we continue to feed the people this music, and they gravitate to it. Mm-hmm. And it's the genre is getting even bigger in Middle Georgia. And one thing that I have been charged to do is to empower the next generation so they can carry the legacy on and continue to do music and bring a positive message and bring the gospel message through hip-hop music.
Amen.
So,
What now let me ask you this. Growing up as a fan of hip-hop and rap, what propel you, because you could have easily just, you know, gone into that particular genre, but what caused you to say, you know what, I'm gonna do hip hop and rap, but I'm gonna do it with God and my message, like, you know? And to me, that's straight up ministry. At what point in your life did you say, this is what I've been purposed to do?
Okay, so about 17 years ago, I gave my life to Christ.
Amen.
And before then, I was doing secular music. So I was recording hip hop music.
Okay.
Before I gave my life to Christ, and once I came to know the Lord, one of my aunts, I remember having a conversation with her, and I told her, I said, I'm quitting music. Like, I'm not doing music anymore.
Really?
Because, you know, I'm reading the Bible and I'm listening to the music at the time. It's like, okay, this is not godly music that I'm recording. And so it was like, at that point, all I had knew about hip hop was the negative side of hip hop, and that's all I knew. And so I was like, I'm done. And she looked at me and she said, well, you don't have to be done. You're very talented. Why don't you just rap about God?
Wow.
And so, you know, I thought about it, and, you know, that thought pondered in my head. And then that same week, I had a coworker, and he was like, he seen me reading my Bible and studying the Word at work, and me and him had conversations. And he came to me one day and he was like, have you ever listened to Christian hip hop music? And I'm like, huh? You know, I didn't really know it was a thing.
Right.
And so he comes in at that time we were listening to CDs.
Okay.
He came in to work with this big binder with CDs in it full of Christian hip hop.
Yeah.
And he would let me borrow his CDs and I would listen, and I just was blown away. You know, I listened to acts like Canton Jones, Lecrae, and I was captivated at that point.
Wow.
And I jumped in like, hey, this is what God is calling me to do. So.
Amen. I always wonder, because a lot of some of the most gifted individuals in this genre of music, They have the story of how they started out secular, but, you know, once they received, you know, the Lord in their lives, it was like, you know, this is conflicting me. I can't create and say these same things that I was saying before. You know, God lives in me now, so I need to talk that talk, you know, and walk that walk. So I always you know, respect that. You know, I always respect that. The one thing though is that the Christian hip hop and rap has been around for a really long time.
Yes.
People like Canton Jones and Lecrae are breaking doors down. And then there are so many others that are you know, alongside of them, busting these windows open, and it really is gaining popularity. You were here in town for an event.
Yes.
And I was not aware of that. but it was, tell me again, it's CHH. What does CHH stand for?
So I had the honor of being in the presence of the first gospel hip hop / Christian hip hop Hall of Fame.
Man.
And we were able, Jay Williams, he was able to honor a lot of personalities that have been in Christian hip hop, from DJs to artists.
Wow.
You had people there like Canton Jones. Mm-hmm. You had DJs like DJ I Rock Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You had Holy Culture Radio.
Wow.
And it was just an iconic event. It was very epic.
Yeah.
And it shows that, you know, the appreciation for the genre and what Christian hip hop is doing, and it's getting bigger and bigger and so it was a blessing to be in the room and get so much knowledge and wisdom from the Hall of Famer inductees. So it was a blessing to be in the room.
That's what's up. W, you one day.
Yeah.
Being honored. Absolutely. I am glad that there is a space like that, because it's so important to have everybody to come together and sharing that space and fellowship and network and just see that, you know, the possibilities are endless when it comes to doing what you've been purposed to do.
Yes.
So I see that you are a youth leader at Hope Church in Warner Robins. Now, do you get to share your music at your church?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
The youth at my church, they love my music. They support my music.
That's awesome.
And once again, you know, just my call is to empower the next generation.
Amen.
You know, and some of them have actually came up to me, and now they're taking interest in the music because of me sharing my gift with them.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a blessing.
That's wonderful.
To see what God is doing in their lives through my music. Mm-hmm. So
I see too that you own your own independent record label.
Yes.
And how has that journey been?
It's been an awesome journey. It's still things that I'm learning as a producer.
Okay.
Stepping into new roles, because I've always been the artist, but now stepping into a role of being a producer and mixing and mastering records for other artists, God has definitely helped me to grow in that area. And it takes time. You know, it takes focus and to see other artists. You know, shout out to Living Hydro Music Group. That's our label.
Okay.
And shout out to the artist that's on the label, Cool Breeze, Yellow Rose, Jay Burrell, and also shout out to my partner Zeno Suave. I'm able to work with these artists in a new light, and it's been a blessing for me.
Amen.
And it's things in me that I didn't know was in me until I just focused on it, and God just continued to, you know, thrust me forward into the music industry in another section. So
Amen.
I'm blessed to be around such great artists as well. They have a work ethic that's like no other. I mean, it's an honor to work with them, because they really put their best foot forward. And so it's an honor to work with other artists around me. So and we family, you know. It's not just work. We're family. It's a family culture, family atmosphere when we come together.
That's good.
It's fellowship. So
That's what's up. That's what's up. You have quite a few artists.
Yes, ma'am.
The music group. I'm impressed. That's what's up. So the it's almost time for the Spiritual Fortitude Praise Break. And before we get into that, though, how did you come up with Jesus Saves?
So me and Cool Breeze, we were in the studio, and I wanted to make a song that got straight to the message. To let people know that Jesus still saves in this moment. I wanted the song to be simple so that all audiences could listen to this record and relate and understand what I was saying with this record. And so when I got the beat, you know, I just paid attention to the melody, and I was like, Jesus saves. Mm-hmm. And it just came to me, and you know, I didn't have to overthink the process in making this song.
Yeah.
And you know, I released the song, and I kind of criticized myself a little bit about it, like, man, this song is too simple. But when I put it out, you know, the response that I got from the song was overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that came.
It's dope. So now it's time for the Spiritual Fortitude Praise Break. Jesus Saves by Ike Rhythm.
Now, it's the Spiritual Fortitude Praise Break on 102.6, The Situation.
Yeah, yeah. Tryna let y'all know what my Jesus do. Died for the world on the residue. Feel like fire in my bones, I'm the living proof. Covered in the blood, yeah, I got the juice. Nah, you can't beat the Lord, better call a truce. No, we not on demon time, we gon' chunk the deuce. Everybody got an opinion, but we got the truth. Yeah, I can't move a mountain, cause that what we do. That what we do, that what we about, that how we live. Ain't worried about the fakeness, cause my God gon' keep it real. I'ma give him praise, cause he say the rest like me. I was out here living dirty, I was pushing P. We don't bow down to the world ways. We gon' let them know that my Jesus saved. We don't bow down to the world ways. We gon' let them know that my Jesus saved. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
I was locked up in sin, God bailed me out. I was trying to take the scenic route. I was drowning, he saved me. I was down and he raised me. And you wanna question why I am praising and lifting his name? Is you insane? Like 116, boy, I'm unashamed. Jesus saved me from them flames. Yep. Jesus don't play no games. Never. That ain't why he came. Jesus my superhero, his cape was bloodstained. Holes in his hands and feet still remain. Glory to God, man, I am not the same.
Never.
He took my sin straight to the grave. I'm trying to tell you,
my Jesus saves.
We don't bow down to the world ways. We gon' let them know that my Jesus saves. We don't bow down. Saves, Jesus 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 saves.
And that was Jesus Saves by my guest Ike Rhythm. That was a banger. I love that song, actually. That's one of my faves. I got a couple of messages of people actually jamming to the song. So somebody said in the 80s we would say got the juice. So honey, you got some people that are digging Jesus Saves. The Spiritual Fortitude Praise Break is sponsored by Anointed Aromas, which is owned and operated by Apostle LaWanda Peters. Good morning, Apostle Peters. Anointed Aromas provides organic hand-poured candles, specialty candles, anointed oil blends, and more. There are a wide variety of fragrances like Better Than Vicks for congestion, balsam and cedar, warm vanilla sugar, blood orange, Bye Bye Negativity, Eucalyptus Spearmint, and Frankincense and Myrrh, to name a few. Order yours today at lawandapeters.com/shop. And you know that I am always going to speak on Community Concerns Incorporated. I sit on the board. And Community Concerns, Inc. is an agency committed to assisting the homeless and working poor. Through our housing program, CCI is ending the nightmare of homelessness for some of the most in-need citizens of Atlanta. Housing provided at the Odyssey Villas consists of 32 apartment units with 2, 3, or 4 bedrooms for families transitioning from homelessness. Odyssey Oasis includes 2 standalone houses that can be shared by single working women and a resource center that is used to distribute groceries, clothing, and household goods to those in need. If you would love to either contribute your energy or your funds, you can do that in several ways. So go to the CCI website, which is www.communityconcernsinc.com. And you can inquire about volunteering or to donate. You can also download the Givelify app. Just look for Community Concerns, Inc. and make your donation there. You can donate via PayPal using donate@communityconcernsinc.com. Or you can make your check of money order payable to Community Concerns, Inc. at P.O. Box 4185, Atlanta, Georgia 30302. So, I have my guest, recording artist in Christian hip hop and rap, Ike Rhythm. He is here, native of Macon, Georgia, and you just heard one of his singles, "Jesus Saves." But Ike, you have a brand new song you just released, I think, on Friday.
Yes.
And that's "Forever Grateful."
Yes.
And that features one of your artists, Yella Rose.
Yes.
Okay, yes. And what is that song about?
So, that song, man, that song is so awesome. It's the title explains itself, you know, just being grateful to the Lord and, you know, us giving our testimony mm-hmm. in that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yella Rose, this was actually her first time recording.
Okay.
And, I mean, she recorded her verse first.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard her verse, it was so good, it made me rethink my verse. And, I mean, such an amazing artist. And once again, I enjoy working with my team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just amazed at how the music is getting better and better as we go along.
Yeah.
So I'm in a process now of where I'm releasing a plethora of music. My goal is to release a song every other week.
Okay.
Just to build my catalog up and yeah. give the people what they want. They mm-hmm. want to hear music from me, I'm going to give it to them.
Amen.
So.
Amen. So do you see releasing like a whole album in the future?
My goal is to, at the end of the year, mm-hmm. to release an album. And it'll probably be a lot of the songs that I've released throughout the year.
Okay.
With a few other new songs. So I plan on releasing that at the end of this year.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And that'll be my first album.
That's what's up. So being in such a genre that is growing daily, what are the things that you feel like come against you when you're pursuing something so vital mm-hmm. to the world? Like, you know, are there any things that you see where you're like, okay, this, and I know the word I want to use, but it's not coming to me. Because when you're trying to do something positive, it comes in distractions and issues. But exactly, you know, do you face those on a regular basis?
Yes. Yes. So my whole thing, I think I battle myself sometimes because I'm my biggest critic.
Uh-huh.
And so, It takes a lot to be an artist. It takes a lot of resources. Money's involved. You know, you have to have a plan. And so it's tough sometimes being an independent artist,
mm-hmm.
To balance, you know, the finances and everything,
yeah,
with being an artist. And also, in those times when, you know, I feel like there's, I feel like nothing's happening,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I know, like, okay, I still have this music inside of me, but, you know, it's a struggle. Artists can struggle with popularity. Once I struggle with that, you know,
right.
And I thank God that I've matured over the years, but, you know, just struggling with wanting people to listen to your music,
mm-hmm.
it's a battle,
amen.
You know,
amen.
And you know, trying to get people to buy in, you know,
yeah.
marketing is another thing that's can be complicated,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to get the music out.
Yeah.
Nowadays people's attention span, it seems like it's shorter,
yeah.
you know, and so you may have to hit them with a quick TikTok
mm-hmm.
video or a quick Instagram, and it captures
mm-hmm.
things, but, you know, learning and growing as an artist through trial and error,
mm-hmm.
My whole thing is to it. If you focus on if you think it's just gonna be perfect, because
mm-hmm.
you know, like you know, I was telling you earlier, I'm a real big critic on myself,
mm-hmm.
and for a long time I held myself back because I felt like, oh, it wasn't good enough.
Wow.
But you know, God gave me a charge to say, hey, don't waste time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know how long you have.
True.
And so the work that you're putting in now,
mm-hmm.
release it. And he wanted me to trust him with what I could not do.
Amen.
And so I said, you know what? I'm not going to overthink the process as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to put the music out, because it's not always about me. It's an audience,
amen.
That has may have a different ear than me,
mm-hmm.
and they hear something totally different from what I'm hearing. It's for those people. It's for that audience that
mm-hmm.
hears me and say, hey, you got something here. And
mm-hmm.
I may not think so,
amen.
But they see it.
Amen.
So,
amen. So when you're creating and trying to move and groove, and we talked about this even before the show, how, you know, even when it seems like nothing's happening,
mm-hmm.
and how you truly have to just stay focused on the mission and purpose of what you're fulfilling.
Absolutely.
And remain consistent with it. Is there like a specific scripture that keeps you motivated?
Wow, it's so many. Psalm, I think it's Psalm 37.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite scriptures. I have to continue to go back to that one. God will use the little that you have.
Yes.
That scripture continues to play in my mind, because when I look at where I started and how I started,
mm-hmm.
and see how God has multiplied. I started with a little, and he just continues to multiply it.
Amen.
I remember when I released my first song, and I put it, at that time I put it on MySpace.
Okay.
And when I released the song, that one song took me all over the city of Macon, Warner Robins, Middle Georgia,
uh-huh.
the Middle Georgia area,
uh-huh.
just that one song ministering the gospel.
Amen.
So, he will use the little,
mm-hmm.
you know.
He will.
So, yeah, that's Psalm 37.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not quoting it exactly, but
Amen. I think we all have a just a long list of scriptures that feed us at
yes.
different times and different areas of our lives. But the fact that you have one that you cling to,
mm-hmm.
as powerful as Psalm 37, that makes a difference.
Yes,
that definitely
absolutely.
Makes a difference. When you are creating, Ike, you know, is there anything that you, you know, some people say, well, I have to have the lights off in the studio, or I have to do this, that, and the third before I create. Like, do you have something like that? Or you just go in, you say a prayer, go in and do what you do?
Most of the time when I'm recording, I'm by myself, it's quiet, you mm-hmm. know, and my process is, you know, I go through beats, mm-hmm. and I don't overthink it. Like, if it's not coming, mm-hmm. you know, I'll shut the computer down, and I may go pray and meditate and read some scripture,
right,
to get me back to a point. But I'm not one of those artists that just overthinks yeah. everything. If it's gonna come, it comes, and, mm-hmm. and I let the Holy Spirit lead me and guide Amen. Me into how I create my music.
Yeah.
So and I, you know, when I record my music, I want my message to be clear. Mm-hmm. I want my words to be clear.
Amen.
And so when I'm in the studio, you know, it's very relaxed mm-hmm. when I'm in the studio, mm-hmm. and I thank God that I'm able to have my own studio in the yeah. comfort of my home.
For sure.
And it's helped me to be a more creative artist
yeah.
as well, because I can work on my own time now mm-hmm. because I have my own studio.
Right.
So before I used to go to different studios and pay for studio time, mm-hmm. and you may get, what, 2 hours? And, you know, if you didn't have the song prepped and ready before you went in,
oh,
you know, you end up either spending more money or mm-hmm. not getting your song done.
Golly.
So I'm just thankful to be in a space now to mm-hmm. where I have the time to be as creative as I want to be. So.
Amen. Now, do you have a preference as far as being an actual artist or producer? Is there one that you prefer more than the other?
You know what? I'm always going to be an artist. Like, uh-huh. you know, I tell my team and my family all the time, like, I'm always going to put out music.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm stretching to other areas in music. I prefer to be the artist, but at the same time, mm-hmm. like, I'm a background type of person. Like, I would rather for another artist to be in the front.
Amen.
And I push them,
yeah.
you know. But I'm always going to be an artist at heart. I'm always going to put my music out.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I get one listener or 1,000 listeners, I'll record the music just for that mm-hmm. one listener,
mm-hmm.
just for my daughter or my wife. I'll record it just for them.
Amen.
So I love being an artist.
Yeah. That's what's up. And that's the way it should be, especially in ministry. It's like, whether you reach one or a million,
yeah,
you've done what you were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I want to ask you this. If you met somebody on the street and they tell you, you know what, man, I want to do what you do, mm-hmm. same genre and everything, what would be the advice that you would give them?
First of all, it's to seek God first.
Amen.
Above all else.
Amen.
Pray. Let the Holy Spirit lead you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also to study and become a student of the craft.
Amen.
Do the background, you mm-hmm. know. How music came to be about, and I would support it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But first, like I said, you know, seek God first, let Him guide and lead you.
Amen.
And it will come. So that's the advice I would give.
Amen.
Yeah, study the craft.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Study the craft.
Mm-hmm.
And know what you're getting into.
Yes.
And understand that it's not going to be instant overnight success.
Absolutely. It definitely takes practice.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn as an artist, you know, when I was coming in, that there's a difference in rapping versus recording.
Right.
When I first started, like, I can rap,
mm-hmm.
I can freestyle and mm-hmm. do these things. And then I tried to go in and do the same thing in recording, and it was a whole different art to right. to recording. You know, you had to have a certain amount of wind. You had to have, you know, control over how your voice sounds on the mic. Mm-hmm. And that takes practice and it takes time. So
right. Absolutely. So Ike, it's been a pleasure, brother.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's been a pleasure here.
Now, you had a couple of people to enter the studio.
Yeah.
Who are these men that just walked in?
My brother Jay Burrell just pulled up. He's an artist that I'm working with. He's a brother, a mentor. He's my big spiritual brother.
Amen.
Yeah. And I think he has an uncle with him.
Okay.
Yeah. So they came up to support me.
Amen.
We actually gonna go to church together after this.
Y'all about to head down. Mm-hmm. And get some praise on with the Canton Jones.
Yeah.
Oh man, y'all.
Free life.
Yes, free life. Yeah, you're in for a treat. I do. Canton actually used to be the praise and worship leader at World Changers Church International. That's my church. Yeah. And so he used to be the praise and worship leader there. And man, he would come out. I just kick my shoes off because I'm like, okay, it's on now. Canton out here. Yes, sir. So I know that is going to be a wonderful time in the Lord. But how can our listeners connect with you?
So I'm on Instagram, IKE_rhythm, RHYTHM. Twitter, you can at Ike Rhythm. Facebook, at Ike Rhythm. Also TikTok, at Ike Rhythm. So, and also, I'm all on all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, SoundCloud, YouTube. I'm pretty sure if you put in the Google search Ike Rhythm, my music will pop up. So.
Amen. And next Sunday on Spiritual Situations, during our 9:30 block, we will feature your new song, Forever Grateful.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on your mission.
Yes, ma'am.
Continue to fulfill the purpose that God has given you. Mm-hmm. And you got a fan in me.
Thank you. A supporter. I appreciate it.
And just know that you are welcome to Spiritual Fortitude.
Thank you.
Anytime. I'm looking forward to that album at the end of the year.
Yes, I got you covered.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. But don't you go anywhere. I want you to stay locked in for more of the greatest in gospel music hits right here on Spiritual Situations.